This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. State lawmakers heard from the leader of one of Wisconsin's 11 Native American tribes today. Ned Daniels of the Forest County Potawatomi delivered the annual State of the Tribes address in the Assembly Chamber. One of the topics he hit on was drug abuse. He called on policymakers to take a, quote, sharp focus on the opioid problem. He says it's hitting Native populations hard.
Opioids are tearing apart our communities. One by one, they are killing our people. They are leaving our families devastated and our young ones without parents. It should not be like this way. We need to continue to work to stop this devastation.
Daniels also touched on ending human trafficking, improving high-speed internet access, and protecting the environment, as well as the business and economic contributions of Native Americans in Wisconsin. Richard Ackley is a retired judge with the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Judge Ackley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Before we dig into some of the specific issues that Chairman Daniels brought up, a big picture, what was your response to the speech and its reception today?
Okay, let me put it in this context. This was number 16, and I've basically have heard all 16, and I have the address, and I have them. Let's be mindful that we affect 11 different communities. There's over 50,000 people across the state, and we have different issues, but I tend to take a long view of issues that take place, and communities will respond to the best of their ability. This annual State of the Tribe address, which I was impressed by, was the support that both houses and the chambers endorsed. The tribal chairman from Potawatomi presented the issues, but what I found interesting about the whole issue was tomorrow the chairmans will meet with various agency heads in the state of Wisconsin. So therefore, it looks like another year where these issues will be addressed to some degree, but I tend to look at it from a long point of view. And we have been at this for many years, but I really want to compliment how this first started. John Gard, the Republican speaker in 205, and a Bob Chicks, who has since passed away, Stockbridge Muncie, they were the persons who brought the tribal folks and the state legislators together.
And let's talk about the relationship between tribal governments and Wisconsin's government. Chairman Daniels started off talking about sovereignty, and he made the point sovereignty isn't created by treaties or agreements between the governments. It exists, and it's kind of enforced through these agreements. Can you just talk about a little bit about that, the meaning of sovereignty?
Okay, I'm a more legalistic. I would say the sovereignty is the context of our treaties. Where the tribe I'm from would not have the right to hunt and fish and gather if not Judge Crabb did not agree with the eufactory rights we have in ceded territories. So we do have the relationship with the United States. I've been reading a lot the last couple of months about and if you think about the American Revolution, very few people take time to understand the foundations of the relationship between tribes and the United States as a founding country. So therefore, tribes have a very unique relationship. And my friend who's an attorney in Oklahoma, a retired judge, stated to me, tribes just exercise a tribal citizen right, a state citizen right, and a federal citizen right.
Getting into some of the issues that Chairman Daniels brought up, we heard him talking about the opioid epidemic. He said it had taken a toll on his own family. This is an issue we hear about it facing small town Wisconsin, big city Wisconsin. Can you talk about what this problem looks like for tribal members in Wisconsin?
Tribes historically have had to deal with the addiction issue. To me, the decolonization process of Native people, what has taken the internal processes. Every generation, there's an issue. But what I find exciting is the tribal communities themselves are doing things. The little tribe that I'm from, even though I live in Green Bay, they have a needle exchange. I mean, they provide needles. They have Narcon kits. So every tribe has an issue of responding. And as a tribal judge for 18 years, we worked with the family. We worked with the coordinated services. So I would say that we're doing the best we can because these issues affect nationwide. And rural America may not be as close due as tribal communities because rural America is suffering a lot of economic issues that tribes are not suffering. So there's a serious issue going on in the North and across the country. How do we address these issues in a community context?
Another issue that Chairman Daniels brought up, he talked about some positive stories, including he said that Wisconsin's tribes' contributions to the economy.
We are far more than just the operators of casinos. We also own and operate a multitude of successful businesses that provide unique and important benefits for people across the state and country. This includes construction management and engineering companies, cybersecurity firms, industry-leading forest products companies, telecommunication companies, data centers, financial institutions, and agricultural businesses.
Can you talk, Judge Ackley, about that focus on economic contributions?
I take the context of economics to reflect if you have a standard of education, if you have you've engaged the opportunities that this generations have today. I think of my grandson who knows how to play computers better than I do, who does, if you think of source code. But on a more practical level, think of Red Cliff with its tower for allowing internet up in that region. If you think of Lac du Flambeau where they do, they cooperate. For years they've been doing this plant where they do some type of electronic things. Every tribe across the state has had to deal with what I call the urban-rural dynamic. You may have 50,000 people within the tribal communities, but there's an urban population, and they travel back and forth. So I say the generations and the opportunities today are there. Tribal members have to know their history and take advantage of them. In fact, it's kind of humorous. One of my friends said to me, make sure the younger people get the 16 speeches of the archives of the state of the tribe address so they can address those in schools. They can learn how to debate. And Rob, I think doing that, and then they see technology as a friend, not something to be afraid of.
We're talking about today's State of the Tribes Address and issues facing Wisconsin's Native American communities with Richard Ackley, retired judge with the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you listen to the address or were you there? What did you make of Forest County Potawatomi Chairman Ned Daniels had to say? If you're a Native American living in Wisconsin, what do you think is the most pressing issue? The things he brought up include the environment. He didn't bring up Indian school mascots. It's a common issue in the news. Crime, something else. What do you think of relationships between tribal governments and state and local governments? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now we're talking about issues and opportunities facing Native Americans in Wisconsin. The annual State of the Tribes Address was this afternoon given by Ned Daniels, chairman of the Forest County Potawatomi. Richard Ackley is with us, retired judge with the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Another issue that Chairman Daniels focused on, Judge Ackley, was human trafficking. Here's some of what he had to say.
Native women and girls are being exploited, trafficked, and subjected to violence at a disproportionately high rates. This is a serious issue and something we cannot afford to turn our eyes from. The harm caused by these devastating acts leave lasting impressions on not only the victims, but also the families and their communities. We need to address and treat the problems posed by human trafficking.
And Judge Ackley, we're hearing horrible statistics around the country. Chairman Daniels highlighting that problem here in Wisconsin. Can you talk about that?
I would say the coordinated context across the country, this is an issue that's affect North Dakota, Washington, the Ojibwe tribe where I'm from, Duluth, Minnesota, the Canadian border. These are issues that are taking place in a coordinated effort. And the best one can say in tribal communities is to be aware of who you know, who you don't know. And to me, Small tribal communities, tribes are very good at knowing who's who. So therefore, we have a proper response. It's been going on. These dynamics of have been going on for years in the sense of issues that affect tribes. But I believe that the more we're public, the more transparent we are, the more we'll be able to eradicate these kinds of issues that take place. And interventions now are being discussed and across the country. So to me, things are going to improve.
Chairman Daniels also praised a few state lawmakers by name for their efforts to create and fund a task force to study missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Are you hopeful that this task force could become law? And if so, what would you like to see it do?
One of the difficulties with tribal communities is to be too specific on specific issues. There are ways the state of Wisconsin and the tribes can work together. But to me, in the law enforcement world, if there's cold cases, whether it be Red Cliff, Lac du Flambeau, any place other, you make use of good law enforcement. You make use of good judges, state, tribal, and federal. In the state of Wisconsin, of the 11 tribes, we have the tribe of the Menominee tribe, which has a federal oversight. The other tribes have a public law 280 oversight, which means criminal and civil jurisdiction is shared by the state of Wisconsin. So I say the context or the format is for everyone to work together to eradicate these issues. And I believe the state of Wisconsin is a small state. What I was really impressed with today was everybody was cooperative. They applause the comments of Tribal Chairman Ned Daniels Jr. To me, I was impressed. Now, task force coordinated study things. In the 15 years I've been observing these State of the Tribe address, we have to respect the sovereignty of the tribe, respect the specific culture, and respect their values, and that's the way we partner to improve people's lives.
As we wrap up, Judge Ackley, as you mentioned, you've been watching these State of the Tribes addresses now for 16 years. Does anything stand out to you, something that's maybe improved, a positive spot over that 16-year span?
The positive is the relationship of the state of Wisconsin with the tribes, no matter what governor, no matter what legislature it is, because we have a long history and we all are going to live here and we have to live together in some degree of harmony and some degree of cooperation. I am really impressed by the younger generations, things that are taking place like Act 31, other kinds of things that have taken place. As a person who's getting this year I'll be 75, I see great things happening with the younger generations. So I'm just passing on what I can do, but in years from now on, you'll see younger people commenting on the State of Tribe addresses. You may find younger leadership, but it's going to improve.
Judge Ackley, thanks so much for joining us today. Richard Ackley is a retired judge for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. We talked with him about this year's State of the Tribes address and issues facing Wisconsin's Native American communities. You can listen to the full address by Forest County Potawatomi Chairman Ned Daniels at WPR.org. It will also air tonight at 7 on all Wisconsin Public Radio stations.